Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Lions owe it all to Matt Patricia. Without him, they wouldn't have any of this offense they have now. They wouldn't have this culture that they have now. None of that. It all really goes back to Matt Patricia. And the one guy he drafted who's still on the offensive line, which I think is their center.
Frank Ragnow, yep.
Right? That's the only one.
Well, I will say, would they have gotten as many high draft picks if Patricia wasn't there and they sucked for so long?
Now you might be onto something there. Him driving that franchise into the ground is what maybe opened up things to get some higher draft picks.
It's true. They were mediocre, right? They were 9-8 when he took over, or 8-8, something like that.
Jim Caldwell had them playing.
They played the playoffs,
500 football for a few years.
I think they lost in the playoffs, and then Patricia arrived to take them to the next level and bring the Patriots.
It was the next level down, but yes, he did take them to the next level. Matt Patricia took a 9-7 team that did not make the playoffs. They were in the playoffs the year before and lost in the wild card. Caldwell made the playoffs twice. Two wild card losses, but he did make it twice. And then Patricia came in 2018. They went 6-10. The next year they went 3-12-1. And then the next year 5-11. He got fired. Bevel came in as the interim head coach. And then it's been Campbell ever since. Campbell started 3-13-1. Then 9-8. Now 12-5 last year. And he started off this year 1-1. So yeah, I mean, listen, Patricia never had that. He never had that turnaround. And also, the team hated him. They hated him in that locker room. He was despised, just like Joe Judge was with the Giants, and just like Josh McDaniels was with the Raiders, and also with the Broncos, and also was the team he was the offensive coordinator for, Sam Bradford, the Rams, I think, right? Yeah, he was at the Rams, too. I think they hated him there, too. I don't know, but, I mean, he was basically hated everywhere, and that's sort of the story with these Belichick disciples. That's the way it's been. And for Bill to be on there talking about, hey, you know, They wouldn't be where they are now without Matt Patricia going 3-12-1, 5-11, and 6-10 in the 2+ years he was there is really, I mean, that is some interesting revisionist history.
And I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. Sorry.
That didn't go well. That went out of control. How many of the linemen were actually there? We had somebody earlier on the text line that was like, how many of the one or two linemen are only left from guys that he was there? I don't even know how much he gets credit for, even if you want to give him credit for developing a offensive line. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. Bill's had an agenda with virtually everything he's done.
I know.
Can we be clear about that?
Oh, yeah.
And there's layers of agendas. There's the big agenda, which I think is to get back in the league, seem younger, show that he can get along and be playful with all these people. I'm not the dictator and the jerk you've heard about and Robert Kraft is telling people about in these secret conversations.
I'm cool. Hip.
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm young. And then the next
I
level.
I date 22-year-olds.
24?
24-year-old.
No
she's
need
22
to exaggerate.
When 22 when they met.
Okay, well, she's 24 now, so no need to exaggerate.
Well, he did at one point date a 22-year-old.
That is true.
Okay, so get off my case.
But then there's these other layers of clearly not talking about the Patriots when they win, not really talking about the Patriots at all, even avoiding them last week when Lombardi teed him up to talk about the Patriots. And he's like, yeah, same thing with Pittsburgh. And he just went off on a Pittsburgh tangent. There's a lot. Even the underdog thing where Matt Patricia was like, well, they re-signed a lot of the guys we brought in, so clearly they liked those guys or something.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
It's just, ugh. It's kind of disgusting, some of it.
It is, and it's not even necessarily like that I completely disagree with having those sentiments, but it's like he's using his media positions to do what the Krafts do, basically, to him. Like, that's sort of, it's like, it's not the exact same thing, because it's not quite as pointed, but he's basically using these things to kind of fight back in the media without ever actually addressing the person who brought all this on him, you know?
And these are all people that you would think would be above this, so secure in their... How can you be the greatest coach of all time and not be secure?
I know.
How can you be insecure? You live in a world, you dominated and succeeded in a world where it's about you telling a room full of 70 of the most testosterone pumping alpha big ass badass dudes on the planet what to do, right? You're putting those people in position to succeed. They do whatever you tell them to do. You were great at it, and you're this insecure. You got to keep telling, reminding people.
Yeah, that's right.
Now that was well timed and well played.
I mean, it's true though.
Like if I were Bill Belichick, I wouldn't care what anybody thought. Would you?
No.
And didn't we always think that's who he was? He didn't care?
Yes.
Until the end with Brady.
When the end with Brady, it seemed like, oh, wait a minute, maybe he actually does care. The whole Garoppolo situation, that seemed like, all right, now it may seem, it appeared like he was trying to put some, I don't know, distance, or maybe distance is the wrong word, but distinction on his contributions versus Tom Brady's.
But see, I think there's a differentiation between would you want to win without Tom just to prove you could do it, right? Like, I think that's a competitive
thing. To get the credit for the...
But I think it's also a competitive thing.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think this is all competitive stuff, too.
See, this is petty. Take out the comp and the if. This is just petty. Mm. This is very petty crap, in my opinion. You're the greatest coach of all time. You may come back and be the all-time winningest coach in the history of football. You got your 8-rings boat or 6-rings boat, whichever you choose to call it. We know what you choose, but we know what I would choose.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, like, you got to do these little things in little podcasts that I don't even know how many people are paying attention to. I mean, I know the Manning cast is a bigger deal, although their numbers dipped huge in his first week.
They did.
They came back this week.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, they bounced
back up
this week. And some of it, I think, had to do with one of the carriers was DirecTV or something.
Oh, right. Yeah, because DirecTV and Disney had that whole disagreement. Yeah, that makes
sense. So that was some of it. But I don't know how many people are listening to these various podcasts and all the various other things he's doing. And it's like, is it really worth it? Aren't you Bill effing Belichick? Isn't he Tom effing Brady? Aren't they above this?
No.
Or shouldn't they be above this?
No, they are not. And that's the other thing about it is no matter what you did or how great you were, everybody forgets about you eventually. And they're trying to push that off as long as possible is what I think this is. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Matt's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Never going to take away from the accomplishments of obviously Belichick and even Patricia when he was a defensive coordinator here, but this Belichick thing is so annoying. You know, the first week, he went on like 5 different things. He didn't say anything about the Patriots win in Cincinnati when he had his son on the staff. You know, and he sneaks in a couple of remarks this week. Okay. But with Matt Patricia, I just wanted to – this is kind of funny because I heard this. Everyone's talking about, you know, Patriots running the hill and bring them to the hill.
Mm-hmm.
When Patricia went to Detroit, he actually moved dirt and had a hill built.
I heard that, yes. They put a hill there just so that he could – Do the hill thing that they brought over from New England, which, by the way, yeah, that's why you won all those Super Bowls.
Certainly, I think when I came to Detroit, there was a lot of work to do, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, okay. That's a great way to endear yourself to, by the way, we're going to put this hill in. You guys got to run it all the time. That wasn't here before, but we're doing it the Patricia way now, which is really just the Belichick way, and I have none of the Belichick credentials, but I'm going to act like I do. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. We will get back to the Swayman conversation, and we have sort of a short show here now because, once again, why do the Tampa Bay Rays do this? Why are they the only team that starts their games at 6:50? What is the point of that? No other teams do this. What is up with the Tampa Bay Rays?
Early bird special down in Florida.
That could be it. You know, their fans are all a bunch of Dick Vitale-aged guys. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's sort of that makes sense. You know, they got even with the pitch clock, like they got to be in bed before 9:00. It's probably something like that. All right. Anyway, quick break. We're right back.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.